Achi-tai-nin-kaku. Eight awarenesses of great person. This is the final text that Dogen Zenji wrote before he died. And it's particularly interesting that it's based on a text in the Mahaparinirvana Sutra, which is said to be the final instruction of Shakyamuni Buddha, the final teaching before his death. Eight awarenesses of a great person, some people translated awakened person. It's in the Shobogenzo, it's the last chapter in the 12 fascicle Shobogenzo, written in 1253 before Dogen died. I've spoken of the first four, so today I'll speak of the fifth. I should say there are three English translations that I'm aware of. There are probably more, but that I'm using. One is a book, The Hazy Moon of Enlightenment, which is how I first became aware of this. Maizumi Roshi spoke of these in talks, and then there were commentaries by the person then, Tetsugen Sensei, who later became Bernie Glassman. Well, I should say he reverted to his earlier name, Bernie Glassman, or Bernie Glassman Roshi. So Maizumi Roshi gave talks on them, and Tetsugen Bernie led discussions of them, and this was published in 78 by Zen Center of Los Angeles when I was there. This was part of a series of book publications, and interestingly enough, there's a preface to it, or foreword, by Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche. Eight awarenesses of a great person. Of course, the translations are a little different. There's another translation by Uchiyama Roshi, which is titled The Roots of Goodness, Zen Master Dogen's teaching on the eight awareness, eight qualities of a great person. And also there's a Shobogenzo published by academic group connected to the Soto School. It's a major translation publication of all the Shobogenzo, and they have a chapter on this, or this chapter, I should say. There are probably other translations, but I don't know them. This one is obviously available in book form, and probably, or maybe also online. In fact, it is online because I have an online copy of it as well. And the others are available online. Eight awarenesses of a great person. So Dogen gives these short talks before he dies, and he knows he's dying. And according to Mahaparinirvana Sutra, Shakyamuni Buddha gives this the night before the day that he dies. A He's giving this to his assembled disciples, monks, nuns, lay men, lay women, however you categorize the group. He gives this very short, succinct comments. So the fifth one is Fumonen, Japanese, and it gets translated quite differently by the three. Uchiyama says, not losing sight of true Dharma. Izumi Roshi says, not forgetting thought, or not forgetting right thought. And the scholars, excuse me for having to do this, say, let's see how they translate it. Not neglecting mindfulness. So already we see different ways people are translating and giving the intent of Fumonen. This nen is something that's very interesting because we have it regularly. If you recall when we recite the Enmejuko Kanon Gyo, Kanzei Onamu Butsu Yo Butsu U In Yo Butsu U En Bukko So En Joraku Gajo Chonen. Chonen. Chonen Kanzeon, morning thought moment, if you translate it simply, but I'll say more. Chonen Kanzeon, Bonen Kanzeon, that's the same Nen. Nen, if we think of it as thought, we're already off. Because when we use the word thought, we think of a mental function. Not everyone, but we usually think of it that way. And this nen is a nen in the sense you could say nen, moment, awareness, moment, all beings, nen. Izumi Roshi used to like to encourage us, trust in yourself, be yourself, appreciate yourself. This yourself is the kind of nen that we're talking about, rather than nen as form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness, that kind of conscious thought. It's a different word. In fact, it's not, the word there isn't nen. So Dogen writes, not forgetting men, not forgetting thought, or right thought. This is called maintaining right thought. Protecting the Dharma and not losing it means right thought, not forgetting right thought. Protecting the Dharma. Maintaining the Dharma without losing it is called right mindfulness. Also called not neglecting mindfulness. That's how the scholars translate it. Uchiyama Roshi says something different. He says the fifth quality is called observing the true teaching. True teaching. True teaching of what the Buddha's teaching is, what it is to be who, what our life is. This is also called keeping true Dharma. Maintaining and not losing sight of true Dharma. Maintaining and not losing sight of the truth of who we are, if I say it that way, is called practicing the true teaching. This is also called not losing sight of the teaching. Dogen doesn't say much about these. He has these short, succinct statements, those few sentences, and then he comments on the Buddha. He says, the Buddha says, if you seek both a good teacher and good protection and support, nothing is better than not forgetting men, or not forgetting right thought, if we're going to translate it. For those who do not forget right thought, the robber-like multitude of deluding passions cannot break in. We say this, caught in self-centered dream, holding to self-centered thoughts. That's what we're talking about, the deluding passions. For this reason, you should always keep right thought in mind and regulate it well, not losing, if I say it differently, the soul sense, the nature, the awareness of present moment, the awareness that is present, being just this moment. So in a sense, otherwise we get caught up in mind, body, thoughts, physical, and then we are off in a different direction. For this reason, this is Dogen's quote from the Buddha, but it's actually his commentary on the Mahaparinirvana Sutra. For this reason, you should always keep right thought in your mind and regulate it well. For if you lose this thought, all sorts of merits and virtues will also be lost. If the power of this nen, moment, beingness, if we say nen, moment, mind, moment. The power of this thought is strong and firm, and even though you mingle with the robber-like five desires, five passions sometimes, which is what we talk about. The five senses is another way. Even if you mingle in the midst of those, you will not be injured. Just as if you go into battle dressed in armor, you will not fear the enemy. Being in the midst of the five senses, and yet not being dragged this way or that way by likes and dislikes, self and others, then there will be nothing to fear. Not losing sight, of true Dharma, not forgetting thought, right thought. In a way, these words can be difficult for us to make sense of because we're translating into English, which is by its very nature dualistic and wants to turn us into perceiving ourselves and the universe in a very dualistic way. And the dualistic way is, we know very well, is fine, wonderful if you want to make sure you're fixing your car, following a menu, and yet, if that's the only side of what you're doing, then you miss fixing the car, cutting up the vegetables, preparing a menu, because the whole of your life disappears into the dualistic self-other likes, dislikes. That's the poisons that Dogen and Shakyamuni Buddha are talking about, which, what's the armor for that? The armor is being this nen moment that we are. this that we always are, this that the very being moment of our life is nothing but, doesn't lack anything, doesn't need anything extra. Don't have to go somewhere else to get it. It's not something new that you've ever lacked. And yet, so that's why we have all sorts of ways that we talk about this. But if we talk about it dualistically, then sometimes, despite saying wonderful things, the dualistic way of speaking and perceiving it gets us to miss who and what we are. This right mindfulness, if we say that, or right thought, is part of the Eightfold Path that the Buddha talks about. Again, these are ways to impart and encourage practice so that we each, for ourselves, can taste, appreciate, and be who we always are. That's the whole of what we're doing. We're not attempting to get something else, somewhere else. That's why we call these the eight awareness, eight qualities of a great person, which is who you are. Each of us, we are this great person. Study the Buddha way, Dogen says, is to study self. Study self is to forget self. Getting self, we are awakened by the myriad dharmas that, if I want to say it, are our life. Awakened to what we are, have always been, and yet we can miss it because we don't, aren't willing to trust ourselves. See, the whole of the teaching is the of being who we truly are. That's why the Buddha could say, I and all beings together attain the way. Only if we believe, as this example is, only if we believe the enemies that are going to attack us, then we have something to fear. But if we are, we know and are who we are from the beginning, we are the armor that isn't blinded by the various ways, senses. Nothing wrong with the various senses. Without the senses, I couldn't taste this. Perfect. This is the eight awarenesses of awakened person, a wonderful way to clarify what our life is, what our, if I use it another way, the awarenesses are a way to support our practice and clarify what is skillful to do to be who we always are, to support us and to support others in being who and what we are. And that's what the whole of our practice here together in Sesshin is. That's why it's so simple. You don't have to bring anything special, because we always are this nen, and yet we lose sight of it. So that's why we can chant the Enmei Jupu Kanon Gyo. This is the, if you want to say, the eight awarenesses of the Anand Bodhisattva that you, I, we are. This Nen Chonen Kanzeon Bonen Kanzeon. Morning Nen, thought moment is Kanzeon. Evening thought moment Kanzeon. But of course thought moments are, there are thousands and thousands of thought moments in Buddhist way of talking about thought moments in 1 second. There's a whole, what should I say, a cosmological way of talking about it, but I won't go into that. It's not significant because we don't have to do anything to count or be thought moments. We don't need to count them, though scholars like to figure out numbers and things like that. Simply be, trust ourselves as this moment. Not some idea of ourselves, not some thoughts about ourselves, or simply notice those and the habits of mind that maintain those. Morning Nen Kanzeon, evening Nen Kanzeon. Kanzeon is the Bodhisattva of compassion. It is our life. Your life, my life, the life of everyone we meet. So this is an interesting way to see one, what Shakyamuni Buddha taught before he died, or at least the Mahaparinirvana's description of it. Different sutras, different texts articulated differently. But remember, this is before he dies, when Shakyamuni Buddha knows he's going to die, and specifically calls together these people to say various things to encourage their practice, to encourage them to be the teaching that he's offering, the teaching that will liberate them from suffering, and the teaching that enable them and those whom they support and encourage not to, as this translation puts it, not to be torn apart by the various thieves of greed, ignorance, and anger. Greed, anger, ignorance. That's what tears us humans apart individually and as groups, which is why it's so valuable and important to notice those when they're rearing their heads, so to speak. Just habits, but very strong body, mind habits driven from who knows where, and we don't have to know where and how, except we do have to see when and how we're believing, entangling in that. Or else, if we lose sight of being this awareness, remember, we're talking about eight awarenesses of an awakened person. If we lose sight of this, Buddha says, losing sight of this, of staying aware, will lose all merit and benefit as well. Losing sight. If you lose this right then, right awareness, right moment of who and what you are, and how do we lose it? How do we lose the awareness? Being just this moment, how could we lose it? And yet, what do we start with? Caught in self-centered dreams, story, beliefs, habits, and not seeing them for what they are. Believing them bodily, believing them verbally, mentally, in all the different facets of who we are, then we lose this nen that is ourself. That then we lose sight of, you want to say the Buddhist teaching? Fine. If you want to say the truth of who you are, who each one of us is, that's what we lose sight of. We lose sight of who we are because of entangling and believing these. And that's the reason we need to stay with who we are, which is an antidote, if I say it that way. It's making it very utilitarian, but I'll say it in that way, though it's not utilitarian, because we're not trying to do something extra. We're not trying to have something in order to get some result. We start off with the result, and yet we need to be utilitarian because of how strongly we believe the result or the truth of the teaching of who we are, how strongly we disbelieve it, how strongly we're sure it's not so. Therefore, these eight awarenesses are to show us eight facets. It's as if you have a jewel and there's one facet here, another facet here, another facet there. It's all one jewel called our life, and yet different facets. And that's why I'll talk about, this is the fifth. I've spoken about the first four previously, just briefly. I'll talk about the sixth, seventh, and eighth in the next few days. This was something before Maizumi Roshi brought this up. I didn't ever hear of it, but I did hear of men that my previous teachers had emphasized in Enmei Jukku Kanon Gyo. Nen, nen, moment, 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 thought, or moment, thought, moment. None of those are quite accurate for nen, nen. But as good as we can get in English, because the words are just revealing what's always so. And if we trust, rely on, be what's always so, then we don't lose sight of the truth of who we are. Not losing sight, then we function and be who we are and who everyone we meet is exactly that encounter of us being this moment. Thank you.